Chapter 16. "Something no one has ever seen before," Nori read aloud. She was fizzy with energy. "If we get this first, we win." "Let's go to the hall," Pepper said. "We don't want any of the other teams hearing our plans and copying us." Lacey was standing only a few feet away, yelling, "Sparkies, think harder. How hard is it to find something no one's ever seen before?" Super hard, Nori thought as her team followed them out the door and to a quiet spot in the hall. "I could do another ice sculpture," Elliot suggested when no one could overhear them. Then he shook his head. "No, people have seen ice sculptures." Pepper turned to Nori. "Oh, wow," she said. "Obvious."
"Obvious what?" Nori said.
"Of course," Andres said, his eyes widening.
"Yeah, huh?" Elliot said, breaking into a grin.
All three of them stared at her.
"Nori, you can win it for us," Elliot explained. "You can flux into a creature no one's ever seen before. The teachers will accept that, no question."
Nori felt herself glowing. She could be the solution.
Okay, let's think," she said. "It has to be something totally new." "Flamingo plus kitten?" said Andres.
No, that was a katingo. Nori had done it lots of times.
"Puppy plus bluebird?" suggested Pepper.
"Done that in tutoring. What was new?"
"Could you try Fluppy?" asked Elliot.
It was a fun idea, but Nori didn't think she could. The only insect she could manage was mosquito, and adding puppy to something wasn't as easy as adding kitten.
"No, I'm pretty sure not."
"Oh my gosh, owl. An owl for big night. She had to do it."
"Maybe I could add owl to my kitten and do cowl," Nori said.
Her words tumbled out. "Nobody's ever seen a cowl before, right?"
"No way, because cowls don't exist," Pepper said. "You'll be the only one."
"Can you do it?" asked Elliot.
Lacey's team burst out of the gym carrying two jump ropes and a catcher's mitt.
"Don't look at us," snapped Lacey. "It's top secret."
The Sparkies were going to have a solution any second. Nori had to focus. She'd start with Owl, since that was a new animal for her.
"Pepper, pause your magic, okay?"
"Piercing magic paused," said Pepper.
Nori rolled her shoulders and reached inside herself for the part of her that could do birds.
"Owl, owl, owl."
She took a deep breath, flapped her arms, and
floof, pop.
Adrenaline rushed through her. She was definitely not her human self, and she was definitely flying. But was she an owl? Far down the hall, she could see a crumpled piece of paper, sharp as sharp. She could see a tiny spider in the corner of the window.
Distance vision.
"You did it," Elliot told her.
"That's our Nori," Pepper said.
"Now, just that kitten," Andres told her.
Owl Nori swooped around. She was strong. She felt carnivorous and alert. Then, not at all on purpose,
floosh, shh, pop.
Nori fluxed back into her human self, landing on her bottom on the floor.
"Swingo," she said. "I couldn't hold it."
"Plus, you didn't add kitten," Andres pointed out.
"I know."
"Your owl was great," Pepper said, "but Coach has seen owls before."
Lacey and her teammates ran past again, going from one classroom to another. This time, they dragged a small carpet behind them.
"Only one more step to go," Lacey told the Sparkies. "Hurry!"
Nori scrambled to her feet, more determined than ever.
"This time, I'll start with kitten," she said. "I can hold kitten longer than my other animals. Maybe if that's my base, I'll be able to do the cowl and keep it."
With Pepper's magic once again paused, Nori fluxed into a kitten, a black one with tabby stripes.
"Meow."
Kitten Nori sat still and groomed her whiskers. She wanted to settle into her shape before trying to add owl.
"Not to push you," said Andres, "but hurry up."
"Meow, meow,"
Kitten Nori told him. Pop, pop, she fluxed, feeling her feet change beneath her.
"No, Nori," Elliot cried.
"What?"
"Not coat, cowl," Andres said. "We've all seen your coat before."
Oh dear, Nori had added goat instead of owl.
Now she was an animal with a kitten body and goat ears and legs, plus a goat mindset.
Ooh, Coat Nori spied a lovely bit of yarn hanging off Pepper's sweater. Yum, 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 Coat Nori thought. She'd just have one taste of that yummy yarn. Nom, nom, nom.
No, Nori, stop! Pepper tried to pry Coat Nori's teeth from her sweater. Suddenly, Pepper's magic swooped in. Pepper had unpaused it, distracted by Coat Nori biting her clothes.
Bah!
Pepper was so scary. Pop! Sorry about that, Nori said back in girl form. She spit out a bit of yarn. Lost my human mind.
Start again, said Andres. Quick!
A group of fuzzies passed by holding a teddy bear one of them had brought to the overnight.
Her name is something no one else has ever seen before, one of them called out proudly. We just renamed her.
No way would the teachers accept that solution. Would they?
Nori, said Elliot, looking her in the eye. Don't worry about them. You can do this.
Nori took another deep breath. Yes, she could. Pop, pop, pop. She was a tabby kitten. She focused hard, thinking about how Ms. Star had taught her that magic was rooted in the feet. She would keep her kitten paws firmly on the ground, rooting down, she decided. She thought about how Coach had taught her that bird fluxing involved thinking about your bones, feeling them as you flux, because birds have lighter skeletons than humans. Then, rooted in the ground and focusing on her skeleton, Nori sprouted lovely, wide owl wings. Go me, she thought. She added a pretty, sleek owl head with a sharp beak, all the while maintaining her kitten legs, tail, and body. She did it! She was Cowl Nori!
Hoot, hoot!
Carrot's number one fans sprinted down the hall into the gymnasium. Well, Pepper and Elliot sprinted. Andres ran as fast as he could, his brick pack bouncing with every step. Cowl Nori flew. Could they still win? Had the fuzzies won with their stuffed bear? Cowl Nori hadn't heard the air horn, so she hoped they still had a chance. Just outside the gymnasium door, the fuzzies stood dejected, holding their stuffed toy.
I can't believe he didn't give us points for my bear, one of them said.
Yes, her team could still win. Cowl Nori swooped into the gym and fluttered down in front of Coach. She extended her fabulous wings so he could see them. She held her breath. Coach took one look at her and blew his air horn.
The final challenge has been accomplished, Coach pronounced.
Elliot, Pepper, and Andres cheered. Coach took a closer look at Cowl Nori.
Beautifully done, Nori, he said. In tutoring, we can work on smoothing out the feather and fur combo. I think you might fly more smoothly if you added tail feathers, but you've done a brand new animal. There's no question that your team has won the final challenge. Pop, pop, pop.
Thanks, Coach, Nori said, back in girl form. She shook out her arms.
It wasn't easy.
Coach blew his air horn.
The scavenger hunt is over, he yelled. And the winning team is Carrot's number one fans.
They'd done it. They'd won. For real, they had won.
So unfair, Lacey muttered as her team came into the gym. Obviously, the teachers wanted the UDM kids to win. That task was made for them.
We thought you'd just solve it by creating a work of art, said Ms. Star. She spread her upturned palms. Any of you could have done it. The grumbling didn't stop, but Nori wasn't bothered.
The secret room was theirs.
Nori threw her arms around Elliot.
We did it, he said.
We did, she answered, giving him a squeeze.
Together.
Now her big night resolution would succeed. It had to.